Are they going to succeed to prevent him from running?
Yeah, I think they'll. I mean, I think they're going to demonize him and indict him and indict him and indict him and indict him. And then I think they'll blow his airplane up. I really, at a gut level, believe they're going to kill Trump.
Who's this? Trump?
I mean, I believe the deep state establishment will murder him. I mean, I believe he's going to steadfast go through all this. He'll be 30 points ahead in the primaries. Nothing's going to stop him. And then they just, he dies of a heart attack, because they poison him or they blow his airplane up.
And what else do you suggest?
Well, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not a miraculous. What did you say?
Murder.
She's kidding. Wait a minute. You want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Most importantly, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, Trump is a threat to this nation.
The higher ups and some of the smarter ones are not stupid. They're like, if we kill him, it'll cause way bigger problems down the road. Don't do it. But before they let him get in charge and prosecute them, which Trump said he will, he goes, I'm getting in, I'll be destroyed, and you'll be destroyed with me, or they'll be destroyed. It's a death battle.
Donald Trump is a convicted criminal. He was convicted by a jury of his peers of 34 felonies for paying hush money to a porn star and hiding from voters in 2016. Mr. Trump raped her. But guess what? Donald Trump has gotten a free pass. He hadn't done a damn thing till like a couple of days ago. He'd been riding around his golf cart in his course, filling out his scorecard before he picks up his club, rambling about. Think what he's been talking about. Hannibal Lecter, he says, is a nice guy. Trump would rather be electrocuted than eaten by a shark.
Now to have them put him in jail so he can't vote for him or whatever, it's just not going to fly. It's not going to happen. And so, but at the same time, you saw what Comey and others said on TV. Well, whatever we do, we got to stop him.
Yep.
He can't be allowed in because he'll put us in prison. He said repeatedly, Biden says we will not allow Trump to be president again. And he says we'll use whatever we have to with law enforcement and the Constitution to make sure he's not president.
I said if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them
they're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
As a matter of fact, if you think back to the last president that had an assassination attempt taken on him that has gotten this close, you're going to go back a ways. And if you actually look at the presidents that were assassinated and you look at what they were doing to the government money, you would realize the reason they're getting taken out isn't because some random Joe Schmo downtown doesn't want that president. It's because the system feels threatened. It's not some random person that's living out in the country that's like, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to take out Donald Trump. No, this is a systematic approach, right? Their first approach was, hey, we're going to make sure that Joe Biden gets elected and we're going to make sure he gets the votes. He got the votes. Boom. This time around, they were going to do the same thing. They were going to put Joe out there. He was going to get a landslide of votes. Joe was going to win again. But here's the thing. They decided instead of trying to do anything risky, let's just put our opponent in prison. Let's do it the legal way. Let's send him through the judicial system, get him locked up so he can't run for president. And that failed. And as a matter of fact, it garnished more support for Donald Trump. So they were like, oh, crap, Joe Biden, you got to get out there and debate. You got to make sure we can sell how many votes you're going to get and people are going to believe
it. Stay with us. We'll be joined on the other side by Kriston T. Harris, and we will be breaking down the vibes of the RNC. Stay with us. On the other side, if Trump shot, the gloves come off. That's the video you just saw. Infowars.com special report. Watch and share now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Back, folks. This is the American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Before I welcome my guest, Kriston T. Harris, I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. It's a premium supplement line that is now at discounted prices and available for an additional 25% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95, CBD Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. Sort of the premium line, the premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen. And just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging. With that, I'm very happy to welcome my guest, Kriston T. Harris. He is the host of Rundown Live. You can check out that show at therundownlive.com. You can also follow Kriston on X at Kriston T. Harris. Again, that's therundownlive.com. He's on Rumble at The Rundown Live. Thank you for joining us, Kriston.
Harrison Smith, wonderful time here in Milwaukee. Loved a chance to talk to you. And there's a lot to unpack here with the assassination attempt recently on Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, this is something that we predicted on The Rundown Live almost 8 years ago. There was a video game that was created when Trump was running for president in 2016. And the whole video game was trying to save Donald Trump from being assassinated. But the thing is, it gave Donald Trump a very weird look, like his wig would fall off. It made him look weak consistently. And you were this bodyguard and you're always trying to get Donald Trump to be safe. And essentially, it was really hard. Donald Trump would be shot, and then you'd have to try again. Donald Trump would be shot, and you'd have to try again. And you could download this video game from Steam, and on The Rundown Live 8 years ago, we downloaded it, and we were playing it, and we were showing everyone. And we're like, this sounds almost like predictive programming. It is something that we completely believed, and we saw that could happen, and we knew that there was something going on greater and that this could actually occur. And here we are, our fast forward 8 years later, and what do we see? Donald Trump having an assassination attempt on him. And I thought this wasn't possible for a while, Harrison, mostly because I thought digital assassination was way more effective. You ban Donald Trump from all social media platforms. You don't have the kickback of a potential, bonding of Americans rallying behind Donald Trump because of this, event happening. So this video game stuck to my mind, and it was something I wanted to bring up because it's something that a lot of people don't know about. And it's something that we talk about on the Rundown Live to bring awareness how people are programmed. And so you have the shooter who just lollygags on in there, climbs up a building like nothing's happened, like nobody sees him or nobody cares. And he gets reported to the police and the police don't do anything. And it's almost as if it was allowed to happen. I've covered so many of these rallies where the Secret Service is harassing you to get on the grass. Or they're eyeing you down from afar, or they're coming up to you, or they're looking at you. How the hell do they miss the shooter on the rooftop? I believe that there's a great opportunity that they want to blame this on negligence. And I even dare that it's possible that it is intentional. Mm-hmm. I don't know for sure, but how do you have such a big mess up? So that is something that is really been on my heart, and something I've been thinking about in my mind is how they've been programming the people. Oh, he's Adolf Hitler. We all know that in the 1970s, people were jumping off the Empire State Building, committing suicide. And when the media promoted it, some mentally ill person would go, oh, yeah, that's the way to go. Let's go climb up get up the stairs, jump off the Empire State Building and commit suicide because they wanted to go out famously. Either they're depressed or they had issues. And when you go out there and you call the president of the United States Hitler, you go out there and you suggest that he needs a hit, needs to die. There's some mentally ill person out there that wants to be glorified and remembered throughout history. And this is his moment to shine. And he's going to take the opportunity. It was just a matter of time. And I just am curious on how there could have been such a big mess up by the Secret Service or the FBI with all the metadata collection, the NSA, all the fusion centers out there, the citizen threat scores, and everything else. They had to have some idea that this kid was going to be on the roof potentially, I believe, at least when they look back at it for sure. How do they miss it? It just blows my mind. It's crazy. And it all ties together. It's all programming. And yeah. They found somebody that would be willing to do it. The agencies didn't have to do anything if there was a deep state plan. And all they had to do is allow it to happen and allow them to take a shot. And for some reason or another, he missed. And here we are today at the RNC in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and I want to get to what the RNC is like. And, of course, it's, I don't know, so I got a little bit of whiplash from, like, Trump surviving this assassination attempt. It's like, oh, my God, this is amazing. I can't believe it. And then I watch the RNC, and I'm just like, Oh, right. The Republican Party is absolutely terrible, absolutely abysmal. And hey, don't get me wrong. I'm glad we're not having a funeral and instead of having the national convention. So it could be worse, but only a little, only by varying degrees. But let's talk a little bit more about the assassination as we were just talking about it. They apparently saw the guy before the event even started and took a picture of him and radioed it in. This guy's acting suspicious. 30 minutes before the shots rang out, a local police officer took pictures of him, radioed in, suspicious person on the roof. He was on the roof 30 minutes before. 2 minutes before shots are fired, he's seen crawling on the roof, and crowds of people are yelling and pointing and trying to get the police to do something about it. Nothing is done. My first suspicion yesterday when I heard that it was claimed that this building was actually a nest for local police snipers. And it's like, well, that doesn't make any sense. And I thought, well, but that's kind of good, like plausible deniability or a plausible excuse as to why Secret Service wouldn't have fired. Because even though the guy was in plain clothes, it's kind of hard to see from far away. And if the Secret Service is sitting there and they see somebody crawling around the roof, but they go, oh, well, that's the local law enforcement sniper rifle. Like that's where they're going to be with their sniper rifles. So it gives plausible excuse as to why the Secret Service didn't fire on him before the shots rang out, because they assumed that the law enforcement, that was going to be a law enforcement sniper up there. But none of this makes any sense, Kriston. They had snipers apparently in the building, but they were on the ground floor inside and not on the roof. Who puts three snipers on the ground floor of a building behind windows? I mean, it just makes no sense. You're handicapping your defense in an egregious way. So what do you think what is your takeaway from this? I mean, do you think this was orchestrated? Do you think this was the deep state, or do you think this was what they're saying it was, a lone gunman, on his own, and he slipped through the cracks?
I mean, how did he know that was the location to go to? It would have had to been improv, right? He would have had to say, oh, there's no one up there. And how did he know that there was nobody on the roof laying down? You can't see really clearly, right? Maybe he was watching. But, you know, I think it was, you know, negligence. Not only that, I almost believe that there's potential that it was allowed to happen. What kind of breakdown of communication is there if the Secret Service doesn't know where the law enforcement is and they just assume that's law enforcement on the roof?
Right.
You know, it's if you do walk around any of these events, and if you have in 2015 in Cleveland, in 2020 or 2020, and you know, any of the DNC or RNC, if you look up, most people don't look up, you will see people on just about every building with guns.
Right.
And they're there looking at you and they're looking down at you. They're constantly monitoring you. And if you have a building that doesn't have anyone on there and there's no communication on it, hey, whose person is that? Oh, we don't know. I mean, secondly, this kid, he didn't look like a law enforcement officer. How many cops do you know that have long, girly hair like that? Like, what kind of Secret Service person goes, yep, that's a cop? Like, come on. Like, what kind of instincts? You would fire that guy, right? Yeah. There's no way with binoculars and everything else that they did not know that was not a cop, you know. And what kind of Secret Service guy have you ever seen that has long, girly hair looking all unprofessional, just hanging there on the side with glasses and borderline plain clothes, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, it just it doesn't make sense why they would say this. I mean, why would they say, actually, that rooftop was a LEO sniper? And it's like, but there's no one up there. It just it doesn't make any sense why they're saying these things or making these claims. Apparently, according to the people that own the land, quote, nobody contacted me, nobody called me, nobody stopped here, said Valerie Fennell, whose home backs up to the fairground and is just beyond a strand of trees from the actual fairground there. I was kind of thinking that as close as my house is, I honestly thought this might be a command station at some point. And it wasn't just Fennell who wasn't contacted by law enforcement. She said her entire neighborhood was bafflingly left alone despite their proximity to the rally grounds. So, I mean, it seems like this was just a disaster waiting to happen. They clearly, either deliberately or just because of incompetence, failed to secure the area around this. So, just
how would the shooter have known, though? I still don't get it. Out of all the locations, how did he not know that there wasn't somebody out there or waiting for him on top or someplace else? Like, it just blows my mind that this guy was that lucky. Like, yeah. Like climbing up the side of the building, no one does anything. They kind of lay back. I believe that, you know, full heartedly, at the very least, that, you know, it could have been orchestrated. I mean, there's a lot of things. We got to look at every angle, ask a lot of questions. We don't have all the answers, Harrison. But what we do know is that this guy beat the odds, right? Mm. He went up a building. He went on, crawled on top. He was able to get up there. And, you know, nobody noticed him, or actually nobody responded to him being up there. People noticed him. They reported him to police. But, like, he could have been shot on the way up there. The Secret Service could have crawled up there and asked him who he is and what he's doing. And you would have thought that there would have been a lot more engagement. Because if I look at a secret, like I said, if I step on the sidewalk and they want me on the grass, they let me know. You know, were they busy pushing people on the grass at this event? You know, what was going on with law enforcement and the FBI and the CIA and everyone else that was probably in attendance at some level, either remotely or there? They had to have known. Where's the drone surveillance? Was there not any drones out there that they could have gotten some video of this shooter? Like, amongst other things, there's just such a big breakdown. I can't believe that the agencies, you know, are so incompetent that they made this mistake. And that's what they want you to believe. You know, a shooter's nest. The police should have had that covered potentially. They're passing the buck. And the real question we should ask is, how the hell did the shooter know that that was the location to be? He had the great line of sight. And secondly, how did he know he could get up there? Obviously, he got up there quick. What kind of training did this kid had? I mean, there's BlackRock videos, and yeah, the big deal, he was in a BlackRock commercial, amongst other things that people are claiming out there. But in all reality, this whole thing, like, if there's that kind of breakdown, I'd question the, you know, whether or not the Secret Service is actually having the best interest of keeping the former President Donald Trump safe. Because how are you going to mess this up? Like, this is a big mess up. And nobody's saying, hey, the Secret Service messed up big time, because they did. At no time have I been at an event where the Secret Service hasn't eyeballed every reporter down there. Why aren't they eyeballing some guy with a gun crawling up to a roof? We're getting ready to take a pot shot at Donald Trump, unless, you know, they literally allowed it to happen. Like, in somebody out there, you know, there might be a, you know, Benedict Arnold with the Secret Service sitting up there just allowing things to happen with all the metadata collection that they have. I thought it's there to keep us safe, though, you know, NSA, all the spying and all the of social media. And what happened to this kid's social media? It's literally non-existent.
Yeah, well, apparently they've broken into his phone, but haven't discovered anything yet. A shocking lack of information on his phone, apparently. I mean, we're never going to get the full story, but, you know, maybe the biggest disappointment for me is the fact that following this incredibly close-run thing, this near-run assassination attempt, they go to the RNC, and it's like the whole thing is – it felt to me like they are in 2020 and they're running for re-election and the economy is booming. There was no sense of like seriousness at the RNC. There's no sense of like we are under attack and we have to fight back with everything we've got. It was all just like the price of dry goods is down 30% or was when Trump was president and it will be again. It was like we're under attack. We're at war. This is the fate of our country in the balance. World War III on the offing. I mean, what has to happen for the Republicans to seem to actually take this seriously? And even when they were asked about security, so when Secret Service and the Milwaukee Police were both asked about, you know, beefing up security following this assassination attempt, everybody who was anybody was just like, yeah, well, it's fine. We're not doing anything extra. No, nothing, nothing added, nothing extra. I mean, they don't seem to be taking any of this seriously. And there were protests yesterday at the RNC. I don't know if you were there on the ground and actually saw this take place. We have a couple stories here, two different headlines. Maybe you can help us figure out which one's the accurate one. Kriston T. Harris. Thousands of RNC protesters denounced Trump Republican agenda in Milwaukee, or hundreds with coalition to march on RNC protest in Milwaukee. So there was a protest there. Was it thousands or hundreds, Kriston?
Well, I would definitely say it was, you know, mid to upper 100s, but there definitely wasn't 1,000 individuals. I used to be a concert promoter. I've thrown thousands of concerts. I know what thousands of people look like. I'm telling you, there's probably maybe 600 or 700. I think there's hundreds of people. They obviously want to try to. I think the biggest impact of the assassination attempt on Donald Trump isn't so much on the conservatives who are trying to rally behind Trump. It's the quietness of the Democrats and the protesters. Literally, they said that there is no additional protests scheduled for the entirety of the remainder of the RNC, which as a protest reporter who's covered hundreds of protests, that's unheard of. Every day, I was at the 2020 DNC. Every day there was some type of protest during COVID. How is it that the Democrats aren't scheduling any protests? Well, it's basically, I believe, an offshoot of what happened with Donald Trump. They're trying to kind of limit the rhetoric because of the violence, and they know that it impacts the election. That I do believe a lot of the people in the RNC goers I've communicated and talked to, they are unified now under Trump. Now, as far as the establishment, though, I think the establishment, the mainstream media, the leftists, they're really struggling to deal with the fact that they're up, they have to climb uphill now. Literally, I think Americans are unified and they're coming together to understand that there's something going on and that this extremist points of view, these far leftist points of view and hate and anger is starting to be exposed. And they're worried that it's really going to be the downfall of the Democrat Party. And to be honest, with the way they've been going after children in a predatory manner, I mean, I'm okay with it. I think that the Democrat Party is limited in its time once Americans start waking up, once liberty starts rising again, and we start to take this country back. And I think this is an opportunity in the momentum that Donald Trump needed to get reelected. Also, a historical event that took place in Milwaukee, I believe it was Roosevelt, who was shot in a speech, right? And the bullet was an inch from his heart, and he continued his speech. And that was really what propelled him to get elected. In the same way, I saw Donald Trump. He looked like he wanted to finish his speech after he got shot. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. It looked like he wanted to stay on stage. And like, how do you knock that kind of chivalry, especially after the left has been propagandizing false information, claiming that he's a Nazi and he's Hitler while they're funding real Nazis in Ukraine under the Azov Battalion?
Mm. The hypocrisy abounds. But and, you know, the thing about, like, you see these big leftist protests and the way they're portrayed is sort of just a naturally occurring outpouring of rage. All of these, you know, good hearted people just coming together and they can't take it anymore. They take to the streets and protest and march. But then you see that if it's inconvenient for them to do that, they don't do it. It represents that these protests that break out from leftists are always highly coordinated. They have to be told to do this, and when they're not told to do it, they don't do it. So you would expect, with the amount of anger that we see from the leftists these days, the amount of vitriol and hatred and you know panic that we see in the left, that they would just be out there protesting regardless. But they haven't been told to. Their plane tickets haven't been paid for, so the protests don't show up. The fact that there was one minuscule protest with a couple hundred people and nothing else planned for the rest of the RNC, to me, represents the fact that these protests are all coordinated and astroturfed. And if they aren't, then they don't show up. Nobody shows up. Nothing happens because they haven't been told to. So, I mean, the entire leftist street mob activity is all orchestrated and coordinated and funded. And you can see the evidence of that because if the funding's not there, then nobody shows up. Talk a little on that, if you would.
Absolutely. I noticed that there's a lot less people flying in from around the country to come to this event to protest. That's one thing that I can tell you. I arrived at the event at about 9:30, a little bit early, but started at 10 o'clock. And there are people that have flown in, but a lot of them are potential protest leaders. A lot of them were against the war in Gaza, what's going on. And I do believe, like we talked about in one of the articles I wrote about in 2015 was called Crowds on Demand. It was a company that you literally can hire crowds of people to come and support your cause, whether it's protests, whether it's you as a politician. And what you would do is then give the overall portrayal that you have support and whatever your cause is. Crowds on Demand, you guys can look that up. So essentially, you can just hire a bunch of crowds. And if you got the funding to support them, I just don't think the funding and the support for Joe Biden is there. People realize the guy's old. He can barely count the fingers on his hand. He can't complete sentences. He's stumbling, walking around. And it's a very sad look for Americans. And I think overall, whether you're on the right or the left, people are not supporting Joe Biden. They're calling for him to be replaced. You know, a lot of people, Robert F. Kennedy, I was just at Freedom Fest. I think he's trying to take over some of those votes and get some of that support. I wouldn't doubt that Donald Trump wins by landslide. But this protest, like you mentioned, there's always a lot of money that comes in. When people say, they're funding these protesters and they're paying them to be there, that's George Soros money. It isn't like he's directly paying these individuals and putting money in their pocket. Most of the time, it's in the form of buses, like you mentioned, hotels, shuttling, and things of that nature that really helps support and increase these protests. So for some reason, that's not there this time around. And what we're seeing is more of an authentic, genuine protest, where she is only bringing up, a few hundred protesters. The reason why they want to frame it as a few thousand is they're grasping for any kind of momentum, any kind at all, in order to go ahead and try to push back at this narrative that Donald Trump is the president of selection, of the election, that he will be the one to overall win this election. And I guess we're going to go ahead and see what happens here in November. And I wouldn't doubt that Donald Trump wins by a landslide. If the left was smart, then maybe they'd start putting some investment and support behind RFK to make him a spoiler. But I think Donald Trump, this what you're seeing right now, him pumping his fist, saying fight, has really rallied a lot of Americans. And if you didn't like Donald Trump right now and you have anything negative to say, you can't really say it now, can you? Because of him being, a targeted by the left extremists.
100% brilliant breakdown. Kriston T. Harris at Kriston T. Harris on X, therundownlive.com, on Rumble at The Rundown Live. Thank you for your update. Stay safe, and we will check in again with you later on as the RNC continues. Kriston T. Harris, everyone.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer out of the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion were shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager, who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Real Fusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines for your calls. Your calls throughout the remainder of your of our show here today. We're talking about J.D. Vance. I'm sure people are going to want to call in with their takes on him. So we'll be taking your calls on J.D. Vance, the RNC, and the assassination attempt. We have more news to deliver on all of these fronts still ahead. Lots of videos to go to as well, and we'll go to one of those now. But we'll go to clip 8 here in just a second. I imagine a lot of our listeners probably disagree with me about J.D. Vance, because apparently all my followers on Twitter do as well, which I wonder if, I don't know, it's like there's no room for nuance in these conversations, that saying that J.D. Vance is a good choice and probably the least bad choice that was available, that considering all of the limitations and considerations of the political landscape, this was a very good choice overall. And this apparently is me, throwing full support behind him, saying that he never did anything wrong and can be trusted. I'm going to name my firstborn child after him, and I don't know anything about the fact that he went to Yale. Do you know he went to Yale? But he went to Yale, though. These are the types of things. This is what I don't get. It's like, okay, so did Stuart Rhodes. Do you know that? Going to Yale should not disqualify you. I don't think going to Israel should disqualify you. I don't think, not liking Trump 8 years ago should disqualify you. I think what disqualifies you is being Marco Rubio or being Tim Scott. These things are disqualifiable. These things make you a non-starter for me. J.D. Vance got a star with Peter Thiel, though. Did you know that? Did you know he received $15 million from Peter Thiel to run for Congress?
I knew he was wearing eyeliner.
And he might wear eyeliner. And it's just like, yeah, you know what? I agree. Trump should have chosen one of the many anti-Israel Republicans. He should have, he should have picked a white guy with a white wife who's middle class. He's Catholic. He's got to be Catholic. He's got to have lots of kids, and he has to hate Israel, and he has to have never gone to college and not gotten any money from any billionaires. And anybody short of that is a deep state plant, and you are now a plant for saying you like him. And it's just like, okay, great. It's a wonderful fantasy to have, but this is the real world, and there are only so many options available. And of those, J.D. Vance has very little to complain about. Very little, very, 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 very little to complain about from the right-wing perspective. And he's a good choice politically. Because believe it or not, you have to get elected to have power. You have to play the game a little bit in order to get the authority to change things. So I guess my question is, who else? Who else? I see people on Twitter saying J.D. Vance was the worst possible choice. As if Nikki Haley wasn't in the running. As if Marco Rubio wasn't in the running. As if Tim Scott wasn't in the running. As if any of these people are not significantly worse than J.D. Vance in every possible regard. And we'll go over some of J.D. Vance's positions and some of his policies and where he falls short and where there is some suspicious stuff in his background. But you understand we are dealing with reality here? You understand that Donald Trump has to pick a vice presidential nominee? And it has to be the best pick for the entire nation. And that your complaints about, and again, it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense. People are like, I don't know how many times the picture of J.D. Vance praying at the Israel wall has been posted as a response to me being like, yeah, J.D. Vance is pretty good. Yeah, J.D. Vance is fine. And people are like, but he went to Israel once. And it's like, okay, Trump is like the most pro-Israel person ever. So are you a Trump supporter? You are, because otherwise, why would you care about his vice president pick? Why would it matter to you who his vice president pick is if your only political, decision-making process is, do they support Israel or not? Because if that's your decision-making process, then you're not on Trump's side in the first place. It's a Roman fort, by the way. It's a Roman fort they're praying to. The reason I would never pray to that wall, because one, I know it's a Roman fort because they found Roman coins underneath it, meaning that, Roman coins forged after the fall of the temple. And that when that wall was built, it was a Roman landmark. And while that might not seem to matter to you very much, I want to remind you that Jesus said that the temple would be destroyed and no one stone would be standing on another. So if you think that wall is a temple, a wall of the temple, you're kind of calling Jesus a liar. So I wouldn't do that personally. But again, it's like, yeah, I don't like how subservient our political class is to Israel. I want that to change. But they are, and this is the situation we find ourselves in. And this is not disqualifying to me. We can argue about it. Give us a call. First, we'll go to clip number 8 here. This is Alex Jones on his take with Trump's decision to choose J.D. Vance.
Well, I've got some breaking news for you and some inside baseball. Trump has just picked Senator J.D. Vance as his VP. An excellent choice. I happened to run into J.D. Vance at the TPUSA action event that I was speaking at. He spoke right after I did a few weeks ago in Detroit, Michigan. And I talked to him and his chief of staff, and they told me they were listeners for a long time. I know Vance has defended me before against these attacks on free speech. And I said, hey, I hear you're the guy. And he goes, yeah, I think I've got it. And so Trump keeps his cards close to the vest. I was blown away that Vance actually told me this. And then I saw Chase Geyser at the green room door with his camera on and almost slapped him. I love Chase, but, you know, this was a private meeting and there's Geyser. So we even have that on tape, but I'm not going to put it out. Just amazing information, ladies and gentlemen, because Marco Rubio is super ultra evil. Very well spoken. I admire his mind. He's very smart, but he's a deep stater, folks. And Trump was signing his death warrant if he did that. You know, that goes the same for the, you know, the governor and all the rest of it. Carson would have been great, very trustworthy, very smart, very good man. But this is a good choice. J.D. Vance, vice president for President Trump. And I was a good boy and did not break the news. I was blown away when he said, yeah, looks like I've got it. I said, I hear you're probably the guy. And he goes, yeah, I think I've got it. And I was just like, okay, we're having a really good conversation. And then it ends when Geyser's at the door. And I'm not putting Geyser down. I'm only telling that story so Vance sees this and knows what was going on there. And I love Geyser. I mean, to him, he's a news guy. It's like, hey, he's talking to J.D. Vance. Yeah, dude, in a green room. That we don't do that. But, so I knew. Kind of like when Joe Rogan told me 6 months before he was going to Spotify. I didn't buy any Spotify stock, even though it exploded afterwards. I don't do insider trading. And I couldn't believe Joe told me that. So I'm in a really blessed position that I get all this intel. And, wow. So with all the crazy stuff going on, this is some good news. This is some exciting news. So God bless President Trump. God bless J.D. Vance, the senator. And just get behind Trump, folks, because the deep state has nothing left to lose. They're going to try to kill him again. They had the Secret Service stand down. I had the guy that did 300 of Trump's events, his advance team, head on today. He talked to Secret Service. He said, no, they're not letting us have any crew we need. So that's Biden directly doing that so that Trump is not safe. This is insane. That interview is going up at InfoWars.com right now. It was live about an hour ago. Watch X for that information coming out as well. God bless and good luck.
Stay with us. We'll break down J.D. Vance, the good, the bad, in between on the other side. Stay with us.
You know, when you look at the world where there's inflationary pressures and political chaos and geopolitical conflict and unsustainable debt and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff,
we had a talk this week and you said, I'll do it because at the end of the day, we've got to warn people. But I get it. I'm the same. I'm a man. And a man doesn't talk about other people and how bad they are. He shows how good he is. But sometimes a man has got to also point out, like, they create nautical charts of there's a reef here, there's a sunken ship here. We've got to create charts for people so they know where the hazards are.
You want to protect people, and that's what.
Well, yeah, we don't go looking to whistleblow. We don't go looking, but when clear and present crime is being committed, we will become accomplices if we don't expose it.
You know, part of why we exist as a firm is to protect people from the imbalances that the government is causing because of inflation and higher interest rates. You know, we want to get people in the right place at the right time. Just because gold and silver are great investments right now doesn't mean that all gold and silver are good investments. There's rare coins and semi-rare coins that people overpay for. And I got to looking, and when you look at the CFTC, There's
no, but you called it on the show 2 months ago. You said they're about to bust these groups, but you're like, I don't be a troublemaker. Just wait for it, Alex. And then it's happened now. So
the CFTC and 30 states. So the regulators in 30 states are charging a Los Angeles precious metals dealer an ongoing $185 million fraud. What is the fraud? What are they doing? They're targeting the elderly with overpriced stuff, right? So over 300% over spot price. It's like, what in the world? Triple spot price? Are you joking? This is very common in the industry that people will kind of fall for a song and dance, fancy story. Ooh, let's get this rare coin. Let's get this historical coin because it's non-confiscatable and it's dealer non-reportable and you don't have to report it on taxes, wink, wink, right? And this is where these are all lies. Ultimately, if the government wanted to confiscate something, they will confiscate it. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, number two, you always have to report your taxes. Always. If you don't, you're going to be jailbait. You'll go into some kind of IRS tax court, right? So gold and silver are an investment like any other investment in the sense of there's no escaping some of those things. But what's great about it is that they are private, right? That they are in the right place at the right time because of where we are globally and the imbalances in the markets with rising interest rates, rising inflation. Gold and silver just do really, really well right now.
People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. HerkElliottPreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer. You know you're getting wholesale price of silver and gold from a reputable, top-rated company that funds the InfoWar and isn't a wimp. You need to get gold and silver, but you need to get it from a good source. Go to KEPM.com/gold.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
Before we get into this topic, it's important to remind everybody that the vice president doesn't actually matter 99% of the time. It's important to remember that, God willing, J.D. Vance, you know, Trump gets elected and J.D. Vance becomes vice president. He's not going to do anything for 4 years. He's just going to stand around. So it's not actually that big of a deal. But again, the question is, could he pick up the reins should something happen to Trump? And I think he seems like a very good option. But we got a lot of conflicting arguments about this from Human Events, Kenny Cody. Vance is the best VP choice for Trump. Back in 2016, J.D. Vance was riding on the success of his best-selling memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, detailing his rags-to-riches story while growing up in Middletown, Ohio, under his Kentuckian-born family. The book resonated with many across the country, allowing them to view Southern Appalachian rural Americans through a more positive scope than they had ever seen before. Overnight, Vance became a media darling, but was quickly criticized by establishment media for awakening a new understanding of Rust Belt culture, Appalachian values, and the struggles of economically disproportionate whites in the United States. Meanwhile, the country is being taken over in a firestorm of political rhetoric never seen in politics. As entrepreneur and TV personality, Donald Trump won the presidency on the heels of a campaign on populism, nationalism, and pure Americanism. From November 2016, Trump changed the political landscape in ways that had never been tapped into, revealing the silent majority of rural voters that helped propel him and his supporters to heights, federal positions, and ideological shifts unlike any other movement in American history. Fast forward to present year, an election year, 2024, on the heels of attempted assassination, the 45th president, and 2024 Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump selected now United States Senator from Ohio, J.D. Vance, as his vice presidential nominee at the RNC in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How the GOP got to the Trump-Vance ticket is no mystery. On the scope of two back-to-back losses to President Obama at the hands of moderates John McCain and Mitt Romney, the Republican Party had to shift in a new direction. While hardly anyone could have predicted that the most globally impacting campaign in modern world history would be led by Donald Trump and figures such as Senator Vance, that is precisely what transpired. Vance began to rightly correct himself about his feelings on Trump as he entered office in 2017. Like many, Vance had been told by the media, the left, and many pundits that Trump was the next coming of Adolf Hitler, and when it could not have been any farther from the truth. Not only did J.D. Vance come to appreciate Trump, but he quickly identified with the American nationalism that his administration was advocating for. And that's probably the most common complaint I hear, is that he was a never-Trumper in 2016. And the obvious response, it's coming from everybody, is like, yeah, so was I, though. Yeah, but I also didn't like Trump until I liked him. That's how most people were. It's how almost everybody was, actually. It's almost impossible for it to be otherwise, because for a while, the only media there was out there about Trump was negative. And it wasn't until, you know, the campaign really got into motion. And look, if it took you till 2017, you were late to the party. You should have realized before then. If you were anti-Trump in 2016, I don't necessarily blame you. A lot of people were. I, again, don't see this as disqualifying. Perhaps it says a little bit about his awareness. Maybe it says a little bit about, you know, his understanding of the fundamentals of these policy topics. It's not disqualifying, okay? It's fine. It's fine. All right? It's fine. Calm down. Everyone just calm down. Marianne Williams. So let's just go through some posts about old J.D. Vance, talk about some of his views, see if we can't get a handle on who's for this guy and who's against him. First, Marianne Williamson, the former presidential candidate for the, I don't know, cat lady party. J.D. Vance is Trump's choice for VP. His views on women are particularly interesting. Quote, we are effectively, this is J.D. Vance saying, quote, we are effectively run in this country by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too. Lovely. It might not be lovely, but it is true, though. But it is true. And frankly, Marianne, it's not a great look when that's what you get offended by. Makes you look like a cat lady. J.D. Vance on DEI. J.D. Vance says DEI is racism, plain and simple. It's time to outlaw it nationwide, starting with the federal government. Okay, I like that too. But uh-oh, we've hit a bump in the road. It looks like we're in for more fake pandemics and mRNA bioweapons. J.D. Vance's company, Naraya Capital, is an investor in Amplify Bio. Amplify Bio is in partnership with RNAV8 Bio in creating more mRNA vaccines. So his company, Naraya Capital, trying to figure out what's being said here. Amplify Bio and RN8V Bio announced a strategic partnership to support mRNA therapeutic developers from sequence design to GMP manufacture. J.D. Vance, co-founder of Naraya Capital, invests in Amplify Bio. They announced a strategic partnership to support mRNA therapeutic developers. Okay. Great. Yes, he's a venture capitalist. Now, this is where it gets really confusing, because you've got Lindsey Graham posting this. Senator J.D. Vance is one of the most compelling stories in American politics, overcoming so much adversity in life. He understands the struggle of working class Americans and has walked in their shoes and become one of their best champions. Bright, articulate, and a Marine veteran with a smile that just doesn't quit. So, you know, Lindsey Graham is praising him. He loves him. They're best friends, right? So I get sent this, people being like, you want to surrender your firstborn child to Vance? Well, you know, Lindsey Graham supports him. Is he somebody you want on your team? It's like, okay, but then there's this. Tucker Carlson, Lindsey Graham is a liar. No one lobbied harder against J.D. Vance than he did, and in the sleaziest, most vicious way possible. He was doing it this morning, which is why everyone hates Washington, because people like Lindsey Graham are happy to lie right to your face, smiling as they plot your destruction. It's disgusting. Okay, so Lindsey Graham doesn't actually like J.D. Vance, and he's being a slimy politician there. Interesting. Roger Stone backs him up on this, backs Tucker up on this. I can confirm 100% what Tucker Carlson said here. Lindsey Graham first lobbied furiously for Tim Scott, then lobbied furiously for Marco Rubio, then tried to destroy J.D. Vance's candidacy for vice president, hashtag Rhino. Okay, so far the cat ladies and the DEI pushers and Lindsey Graham don't like J.D. Vance, which means I like him so far. King Pilled at King Real King at Real King Pilled on X. The man who was just granted the mandate of heaven is in the clearest possible fashion. That's Donald Trump, selected as his heir apparent, a white boy who exists at the intersection of Appalachia, Yale, Silicon Valley, and the USMC. A recent Catholic convert who has staffed his team with based young white men, who is on the record with the strongest statements from any election official regarding the purging the new administrative state and staffing it with Trump loyalists. The only people complaining about this are liberals and the guys who LARP is based right-wingers. Today is a day for exultation. The energy is back and better than ever. And he posts two images here talking about Vance. He said he thought this was pessimistic. I tend to think we should seize the institutions of the left, he said, and turn them against the left. We need to de-bathification program, de-wokeification program. I think Trump's going to run in 2024. I think that what Trump should do is, if I can give him one piece of advice, fire every single mid-level bureaucrat, every civil servant in the administrative state, and replace them with our people. And when the courts stop you, he went on, stand before the country and say, he quoted Andrew Jackson, giving a challenge to the entire constitutional order, the Chief Justice has made his ruling, now let him enforce it. He says, we are in a late Republican period, invoking the common new right view of America as Rome awaiting its Caesar. If we are to push back against it, we're going to have to get pretty wild and pretty far out there and go in directions that a lot of conservatives right now are uncomfortable with. Oh, well, he sounds like a deep state plant, doesn't he? No, he doesn't. Of Vice's senior staff, the vast majority are men under 40. Almost all are 6 feet tall, with the notable exception of his chief of staff, Jacob Reese's, who walks around like Gulliver amongst the big guys, and a significant percentage of them ingest some form of nicotine on a regular basis. My Senate office probably has the highest ratio of smokers of anybody in the U.S. Senate, Vance, who does not himself smoke, told Business Insider in January. Okay, so far, all of the information, barring his company investing in a pharmaceutical company, so far it's all good. But uh-oh. You would think the InfoWars crowd would be looking more deeply at the Yale Law School, much left the other checkoffs. Again, going to Yale does not disqualify you from being a patriot. What is wrong with you people? We'll go through some of the negatives on the other side. Now to your phone calls. Stay tuned. I'll call you about J.D. Vance. I want to hear what you have to say.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
We'll be right back.